From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel, this week in Jerusalem. Earlier in the week, we heard the story of an Egyptian movie in the making that may disturb some Egyptians with its scathing take on life in Cairo. Well, now an Israeli filmmaker whose most recent movie has disturbed some Israelis. Eran Riklis is an Israeli Jew who made a film in Arabic with a Palestinian-Israeli screenwriter and a mostly Palestinian-Israeli cast. But it's not about Palestinians. It's called The Syrian Bride. It's about a Druze family on the Golan Heights, a Syrian territory which the Israelis have occupied since 1967. The Druze religion is an 11th century offshoot of Islam, and it is a world unto itself. Since 1967, the Druze on the Golan have been cut off from the Druze in Syria. So when a family arranges to marry off a daughter to a Druze from Damascus, the wedding must be held at the border, Israeli and Syrian bureaucracy permitting. Once the bride crosses into Syria with her new husband, she will not be able to cross the border back home. Some Israelis complain that the Syrian bride caricatures them as occupiers and uncaring bureaucrats. At his office in Tel Aviv, filmmaker Eran Riklis says he's simply doing what a filmmaker should do.
You know, the first two lines I ever wrote for this script were Mona's wedding day was the saddest day of her life, and she knew that once she crosses the border, she will never be able to come back to her family in the Golan Heights. And these were the lines I normally kind of pitched, and I think the fact that, you know, that it's a sad wedding day kind of caught the ears of many people. And the fact that she's in the center of the film, and then actually I put her sister in the center of the film, it meant that I really want to do a film, A, about the Druze, B, about a situation which is a conflict, you know, between Israel and Syria. It's a conflict area. And C, I want to do it from a woman's point of view, which I thought was important on two levels. One, women are oppressed in the Druze society. And secondly, I thought as an Israeli male director, I figured it's about time. Not many Israeli films put a woman in the center of the story, and I felt a need to do it.
But inevitably, by making a film that's about the Druze who live on the Golan Heights, the Israelis who will figure in it will be the military, the police, the people who run the place. We're not seeing Israelis in their lives in Haifa or Tel Aviv. We're seeing them as at best administrators, if not occupiers.
And a wedding photographer, which is also important.
And a wedding photographer.
Right. Well, you know, I'll say a few things in response to this. One is I'm an Israeli filmmaker, but I'm a filmmaker. You know, I make films for the world. I make films for people everywhere. So in that sense, you know, obviously I come from Israel. I was raised here. I want to make films about this region and about this region's problems, because I find it almost my duty to do that. You know, I don't think I was meant as an Israeli director to be somebody who deals with, you know, a love story in New York, because the Americans would probably do that better. Secondly, regarding the Israeli position, the reality is, you know, when you have a wedding on the border, who do you have around you? You have police, you have military, you have a wedding photographer who's really a funny and nice guy. And I think, you know, for me, there was no issue of how do I portray the Israelis. I was portraying reality in this film. And reality is complicated and complex, and you know, people are good and are bad at the same time, and there's no evil people on any side.
Eran Riklis, why don't you show me a scene from The Syrian Bride and tell me a little bit about it on video here. Where are we now?
We're at the border. The families arrived from the village, all the relatives, and basically everybody to see the bride walk to the Syrian side. And the father is not actually allowed to be at the border because of security reasons, and the Israeli police representatives arrived to basically arrest him. And it's a kind of very dramatic situation, which maybe is at the core of this film, because everybody's here. The father really just wants to say goodbye to his daughter. That's not allowed. And the father sort of says, you know, for 25 years you raised your daughter, and now what? And you have the sister, and you have the brother, and you have everybody around. And it's a very dramatic moment, and it's a very emotional moment. So, you know, all I can say is everybody was crying at this stage in the film.
أنا خايفة.
كوني قوية فخورة، ما تحطيهيش واطي لحدة. بنت حمد أنت.
I've heard the criticism from at least one Palestinian filmmaker who spoke with it. Whatever you do is going to be, this is a typical Israeli liberal, you know, token job. You hire some Israeli-Palestinian actors and actresses, but in the end, ultimately, it's just another Israeli movie, and it's not really a political film.
It's a view I've heard many, many times. You know, what can I say? I think my films are exactly about, you know, not having this kind of border between Israelis and Palestinians, and you know, I come with a clean sheet in a way. You know, I sort of say, okay, obviously my Israeli upbringing is part of me. You can't avoid that. I think it would be terrible if I would, you know, disregard that, because then who's making this film, you know? But I feel quite good about myself in that sense. I feel, you know, that I've always, all my films which related to this issue were honest, you know, and I think honesty is probably the name of the game when you're approaching these subjects, because beyond that, you know, sure, I mean, I'd love to see a Palestinian getting up and doing a Palestinian point of view on the conflict, and it's happening on both sides, but, you know, but that kind of point of view seems to me very conservative, I have to say.
Do you deal with each other? Do Israeli and Palestinian filmmakers work together at all?
Well, you know, a couple of years ago I was in Istanbul for this kind of European media script conference, and I was going up the elevator, and this guy was standing, and he had a kind of, you know, bad leg, and he was on crutches, and we sort of say, hi, where are you from? I'm from Israel. Where are you from? I'm from Palestine, or from, you know, from the West Bank, and what happened to your leg? And he said, oh, I was shot by Israeli soldiers 2 weeks ago. And, you know, this is kind of between the second and third floor. What do you do in an elevator? How do you respond to that? And that, in a way, I think, kind of, you know, is really the relationship that we have with Palestinian filmmakers. It's this weird combination of, on one hand, where when you're in Europe, you're almost on a common kind of front, because you've got to say, you know, we come from this place, we know best, we know what's going on in this area. But when it's here, I have to say there's no real communication, which is a pity. But, I mean, filmmakers are just part of the community like anybody else. You know, maybe we have a bit more of a kind of, you know, I don't know, a global view of the conflict, but or a moral view of the conflict. But beyond that, unfortunately, at this stage, I think it's still early days to talk about collaboration between the Palestinian and Israeli side.
Eran Rickliss, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Israeli filmmaker Eran Rickliss, his new film, The Syrian Bride, opens in the United States later this year. We spoke with him in his office in Tel Aviv.
For pictures from the set of The Syrian Bride and more information on the film, go to our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.